Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Pat Bourque. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting seventh, the catcher, Ken Rudolph. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Larry Gura. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Gura. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Gene Kleins. Batting second, the second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting third, the center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth, the catcher, Manny Sanguillan. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Bob Robertson. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Johnson. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Johnson. And now, play ball. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robertson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bourque for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Kleins reaches second base with a double. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kleins moves to third. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Kleins scores. Cash moves to third. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell strikes out. One out. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell. Santo reaches second base with a double. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Santo trying to get to home. Kleins throws the ball into Sanguillan, who tags Santo, who's trying to score from second, for the out. One out. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Sanguillan and he is out, Cash applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robertson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. One out. Larry Gura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gura strikes out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Monday is hit by the pitch. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cash reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kleins strikes out. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque is 0-for-1 in the game. Bourque hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stargell hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Robertson reaches second base with a double. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ali scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cardenal moves to second. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cardenal moves to third. Two outs. Larry Gura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gura is 0-for-1 in the game. Gura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-1 in the game. Alley takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson bunts towards first. Bork scoops it up and throws to first, with Beckert covering, for the out. Alley moves to second. One out. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kleins hits a line drive into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Monday moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Monday scores. Beckert moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bork is 0-for-2 in the game. Bork hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley misplays the ball. That's an error on Alley. Beckert scores. Williams moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. Santo moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Cubs. Tom Dettery now pitching. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger is walked intentionally. Larry Gura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gura is 0 for 2 in the game. Gura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ali fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Santos scores. Cardinal moves to third. Kessinger moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Cubs. Jim Rooker now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Monday is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanguilan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ali scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rooker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque is 0 for 3 in the game. Bourque hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hebner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alley is called out on strikes. One out. Fernando Gonzalez pinch hits for Jim Rooker. Fernando Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. Two outs. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Justy now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0 for 3 in the game. Rudolph hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rudolph. The throw from Sanguilan and he is out, Cash applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Stargell reaches second base with a double. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sanguilan hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Gura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gura is called out on strikes. 1 out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash misplays the ball. That's an error on Cash. Kessinger goes all the way around to score. Monday moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Monday moves to third. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams is walked intentionally. Gene Heiser pinch runs for Billy Williams. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque is 0 for 4 in the game. Bourque hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Heiser now playing left field. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Robertson moves to third. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robertson scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Cubs. Rennie Stennett pinch hits for Gene Alley. Jack Aker now pitching. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Milt May pinch hits for Dave Justy. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.